It began with astonishing speed and surprise, taking out Iran's supreme leader and more than 40 other senior leaders in an unprecedented attack in broad daylight.
So it was a big operation by itself to deceive the Iranians and to make them feel everything is fine, like every day.
Israeli Brigadier General Effie Defron telling me thousands of Israelis involved in the attack went home the night before the planned assault as part of a deception plan, leaving their cars at home and secretly returning to work in the dead of night.
If you had a satellite last Friday and you watch Israeli bases and headquarters, you wouldn't notice anything. The parking lots were empty. Everything was quiet. The phone calls were as they were supposed to be. And then it happened on Saturday morning.
Iran's response was swift, launching missiles and drones at U.S. bases and at least a dozen countries in the region. Israel's air defense system intercepting Iranian attacks, but some still getting through, like here in the city of Beit Shemesh, west of Jerusalem.
The majority of targets hit here in Israel have been military targets of some kind, but in the opening salvo of these missile strikes, this synagogue was hit.
The strike killing 9 people, including 3 children from one family, and injuring nearly 50 others. Shmuel Hager was in his nearby home when the missile struck.
When the explosion hit, like everything else, it was big, big boom.
Our interview interrupted by air raid sirens, now a common occurrence not only in Israel, but across the region.